Nolan@bbc.co.uk, if you've got a story for us, is the email, or we're on Facebook at Real Stephen Nolan. That's how Paul got in touch. He has been told he could face a 3-year wait for a hernia operation, but this is not a regular hernia, if there is such a thing. Just before you hear this interview, a bit of a warning. There is some graphic description within this. Paul told me why he got in touch with the programme on Christmas Eve.
I was literally in agony. And I had been really pretty much unable to do the Christmas shopping because I wasn't mobile over Christmas. So I was struggling to walk, basically, was the long and the short of it.
And tell me some of the history, the background to your illness.
It's been there for years. A hernia is a very... There's lots of people have them. So, and I had one before a long, long, long time ago, which got operated on, but privately, because I was working for Barclays, so I had private medical care. So it was done very quickly. But I had one on the left-hand side. It came actually from training, you know, going to the gym.
There's an issue with your muscle lining almost, and
yeah,
your stomach can protrude.
To be honest, it is basically that. Your muscle wall has a tear in it. And for most people, a hernia is a tiny bit of intestine poking through.
So you may be talking like the size of a 50p?
Maybe a 10p or 50p. And they push it back, which was the case for me for years. They push it back in and it stays in, because the muscle contracts and then it keeps it in. In my case now, for some reason, and I actually have felt it turn over the last, say, 12 months, but for some reason it's torn and torn and torn to the point now where there's probably a baseball size amount of intestine comes through, and it actually goes then into the scrotum, which is really strange. But instead of everything just what's normally in there, you've got also a lot of intestine. So you constantly are aware that at the front of you, there's majority of what's usually inside, outside, and it's really uncomfortable and awkward.
You said you've had this for quite a while. It wasn't as big an issue as it is now, but when did this begin?
It was probably 2015. So I had what most people have, which is a tiny hernia that you can poke back in. They offered me an operation. At the time, I couldn't afford to take the time off work. You need to be off work for 6 weeks. And I was working in a basic job which didn't have sick pay or anything attached to it. I couldn't afford to take 6 weeks off.
So you tried to battle through, and then October last year, what happened?
It just became impossible. Like, it was the actual muscle inside my body ripping. So I could feel like a stinging and a heat. And I knew, because it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, the hernia. So I knew something's tearing here inside. So when I went straight to the doctor and said, look, this has now become a bigger problem. Since then, it's tore more and more and more, and it's really like so big now, it's actually ridiculous. But even then, last October, it wasn't like it is now. I would never have gone to casualty. I just went to the doctor and said, can you give me a bit of a help here? Maybe get me back on the list, maybe explain to them how urgent it is. But the reason it was going to casualty those last couple of times was because I was unable to walk. Like, it sounds crazy. Crazy, because you're looking at me and I'm quite a normal looking guy, but I'll go into town maybe and I could be in town today or trying to do my job, even if I go out to an event, and halfway through the day just say, right, that's me, I can't walk, physically can't stand up.
And that's just the pain that is coming from your stomach?
Yeah, so much intestine comes out that when you stand up, it's a really strange thing. It must be hitting nerve endings, but it goes right round towards your ability to use the bathroom, and you know, it affects everything. It's just pouring out.
You actually push it back in.
And you can feel all your kind of innards just sliding back in. But as soon as I stand up, it comes back out again. Now, that's why I went to casualty. You know, for a man, obviously, with his scrotum, like, you know, you have a sack there, and there's usually two things in there that are on their own. But for me now, it's full of intestine. It's really strange.
Strange, uncomfortable, and then that's where the pain comes from whenever you're trying to stand or walk. And how does it impact your ability to do your job?
It's impossible. Like, this job's really important to me, and it's a very physical job. It's just a mess. My employer's brilliant, don't get me wrong. FMI are incredible. They want me to have the operation quickly because, you know, I can't do my job. That's the long and the short of it.
What kind of time frame have you been told from the NHS?
They won't give me one. They initially said 18 months. The last time I was a casualty, the doctor said up to 3 years, but they just won't give me one. The last time I went to my own doctor, I'd made an appointment to go and see, could he maybe have a look at it, which he did, and he said he had never seen one like it in a very, very, very long time. And when I said, is there anything you can do to get me up the waiting list a bit. His advice, it was actually the same advice that the doctors at Casualty gave me as well. His advice was to pester Casualty, keep going back to Casualty. And I was kind of like, that's an accident emergency service, which I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because that's not, at that point in time, it's not an accident or an emergency.
Well, if you're in a shocking amount of pain, then to an extent, I guess that is an emergency.
The last time I was there, it was quite frowned upon. The doctor made it very clear to me that I shouldn't have been a casualty. And the only reason I should be a casualty is if I'm vomiting. So that's what I've been told now. So the risk of a hernia is, and it doesn't happen with very many of them because it's tiny wee 10 pp size or 50 pp size. The risk is if it gets strangulated, then...
Like a twist?
Yeah, like the muscle contracts and it doesn't go back in, which I've been afraid of a few times. I was coming back from the Christmas shopping one day in Belfast and I got to the fire station just outside. And I actually stopped and I was kneeling down in the street trying to push it back in. It's been so much pain. And I did think at that stage, this is an ambulance job. I'm going to ring 999 here in a minute. You just have to relax into it. And then...
Easy to say, but maybe not as easy to do when you're on your knees in the street in pain.
And people are walking past you looking at it like you're a strange dude. But you just have to relax into it so the muscle relaxes and then push all your intestines back in.
No, and we came into your office here and you sat down and that was the first thing that you did. And I knew what you were doing because I knew why I was coming here. But if I didn't, it might have looked a bit odd.
It's very odd.
Do people ever question what you're doing?
I don't know. It's hard in the street because when you're trying to fix it. On Saturday, I was in Bangor shopping and I came out of one of the shops and I was in proper pain and I was trying to fix it and discreetly.
Yeah.
It's very difficult because you're in the street and you're in a lot of pain and you're trying to push where it looks like a private area and they don't know, no member of the public knows what's wrong with me. So they just see me pushing and pushing and pushing and kneeling down and they don't know what I'm doing. And it is really, it's really odd. It's very strange. You know, the doctor said to me, it has to be life or death. He recommended that I bought a leather strap, which I wore in underneath my trousers. It was basically a belt that had two additional belts that go down below your buttocks. And you wear it as a brace across your whole front and pushes the intestines into your body and you tighten it really tight and you keep it inside. And I kind of said, without being rude, like it's not the 1890s. We don't wear things anymore that keep our insides in. We usually just get help. But he said that was the solution for 3 years.
And given that you've paid your taxes, you've contributed to the system, how do you feel about being told it could be up to 3 years?
I lost my mum to cancer in 2009 and they treated her extremely well, the NHS, like it really did. And we couldn't have asked for any more and they were very, very good and it's an incredible service. But it seems you've got to a stage now where it has to be a life or death matter. I don't understand that.
To be fair to people that work on that side of things, many of the nurses and doctors are doing what they can with the facilities and the finances that they have. And I guess changes maybe have to come from elsewhere. That might be more money, which might not be there. Mm. But at the end of it, then there's someone like you who's been told at the age of 44, wait until you're 47 and then we might be able to fix it. What's your quality of life like
it's
now?
It's horrible. I mean, I'm 44. This is the stage, to be honest. I've got my career back on track and I would have liked to have started a family around now, but a hernia is an odd thing because it's not a life or death at this point in time. It's just a situation where there's millions of them out there and stuff. But it makes it impossible for me right now because of where it is to be in a proper relationship where I can start a family. And that's a very odd thing because they're telling me to postpone everything, really, until I'm 47. And, you know, it doesn't seem right. And you're right, like, the doctors are great, and the nurse, but it's just odd that when you're in that environment with the NHS, they are actually saying to me every single time I go, including my own personal doctor, not just Casualty in the hospital, have you not got private medical care? It's the first question I'm asked every single time I go. And I'm so frustrated by that question because I've paid my taxes for however long I've been working, never been unemployed, and you know, I'm at a stage now where I'm going, well, wait a wee second here, I've never actually come to the NHS for anything.
Is paying private, is that an option for you? And have you explored how much that might be?
I went to the Ulster Independent Clinic and they gave me a rough estimate of £3,600. But they also said, we can't be definite until you come in and see us. The ironic thing about it was, he said it would probably be the very doctor that told you in the NHS, he can't do it.
They've got to wait.
Yeah. It would probably be the very man that was sitting in front of you. The way I've figured out how to manage it is, I don't eat until 8 o'clock at night. When you eat, your intestines will fill up. And then that's just an impossible day. I can't get through that day. So if I don't eat, if I eat at 8 o'clock after work, and I eat a lot, and then go to bed, I'll have digested that food and stuff. And then the next day, it doesn't hurt as much because the intestines aren't full up.
So as a result, you go hungry during the day. You
Pretty much,
you starve yourself.
Yeah,
because if your stomach is full, then it's
impossible, yeah.
It's more of a problem.
After a meal, it's a real big problem.
These are things that people totally take for granted. I'm sure you did at one point too.
Of course, and like now it does seem like a strange thing to say, but I find it quite normal because it's been quite a while of surviving it.
Just finally, your message to whoever is in charge or can make a difference to waiting lists here in Northern Ireland, what's your message to them?
There's probably people in actually worse situations than me who are getting told a similar message.
Yeah.
Just wait. And, you know, I'm still able to go and get my car, and although I can't eat during the day, and I have to be very careful about how I move about, and I have to push my intestines back in every time I sit down, and I found a way to manage through all that. There's others out there that are probably in excruciating pain constantly throughout the day, and in agony, and much worse than me, and they're most likely getting the same message. And I do admire doctors. I could never do the job. I don't know how they do it. And nurses, they're the most incredible people in the world. But you can tell within them as well, they don't actually want to say no, but they have to. The system's the system, and you'll just have to wait like everybody else. That's just a horrible message to hear when you've spent your whole life thinking, well, that's my safety blanket. If I get sick, that's where I need to go.
Well, there you heard Paul's story there, and I guess a lot of people would think hernia is a simple thing, but it is impacting on almost every area of his life. We did ask the South Eastern Trust for a statement. They said, we fully appreciate the impact that these waits can have on patients. Unfortunately, there is simply not enough capacity within the system, and unless there is substantial investment in elective care, waiting times will continue to grow. The situation is not unique to the South Eastern Trust. All trusts in Northern Ireland are having to deal with ever-increasing demand for treatment and the subsequent challenge of lengthy waiting lists for surgery and treatment. And also from the Health and Social Care Board, they're telling us the waiting list backlog has been building since 2014, and the extra funds needed each year to keep them down started to dry up from then. And then these lists will grow and continue to do so. 30 million or so has been found this year, but that is clearly not enough.